I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Food insecurity plagues Nigeria, but it's not just because it's the lean season till September. Greg Kelly with Unknown Nations.
We're hearing stories of people who were farming 100 acres, but now they're only farming 5 acres because the Fulani, their objective is to run these farmers out.
The clashes between militant Fulani herdsmen and farmers have spread south into central Nigeria. A Fulani attack on July 14th killed at least 32 people in a predominantly Christian farming village in Plateau State. Meanwhile, in northeast Nigeria, nearly 5 million people face acute food insecurity due to the conflict, and that's according to the World Food Program. So please, pray for discipleship efforts that will reach Nigeria for Christ.
We need to continue to multiply leaders. We need to continue to get resources like our solar-powered audio Bible.
And God continues to move and show himself to people in Iran, even those who know him already. Lana Silk with Transform Iran says Christians in Iran are sold out and following Christ.
But there's so much from the past that still needs to be dealt with. A lot of pain. There's a lot of trauma across the population of Iran.
A woman we'll call Shirin came to an underground Transform Iran training with a specific desire. Already, she'd been leading others to Christ. She knew stories of people who had visions of him, and she wanted that encounter with him too. But at the gathering, she felt the Lord calling her to deal with unforgiveness in her heart.
And she knew God had laid out a clear choice for her that she had to forgive every person who had hurt her along her path.
As Shirin prayed, she began to tremble and felt a fire throughout her body. Read about God's powerful encounter with her in the full story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.